with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, I just love my Stormy Cromers. I know that we've been talking about it a lot on the show already, but the quality of their product, it's Michigan made, it's easily accessible, there's retailers everywhere. Great Christmas gift for the griller. You get out in weather like we have right now, and man, you just snuggle into that stuff, and it protects you from the wind and the cold, and just loving it. But if clothing is not on your shopping list, then let's take a dive into maybe the next level, something that's maybe like $100 to $500 into for the griller out
there.
That's
what I think. Right. You know, I for some reason, $400 is a number to me that's like a max, because, well, that's something we've used in our house for, like, you know, a budget for what we'll spend on the kids. And we got five kids, so that still comes out to $2,000.
Right.
So a $400 gift is the max. Because sometimes you got to buy them a laptop, and that's about $400 for a kind of basic one.
Sure.
So so let's say maybe for your spouse you've got $400 for a number. Well, you can take about half of that and get yourself a nice little 22-inch Weber kettle. And they're $159 for the basic. I think they're $199 with the tray, or they're about $200 with a cover. And that 22-inch kettle, I bought one for my son for his birthday, Alex. Mm-hmm. And he's down at Western. He's got it on his back deck, chained to his deck.
Yeah, right.
That's how much he loves
it. He is in college,
sure. So much he loves it. And, you know, college towns, people steal stuff, especially
right.
A nice brand-new black kettle.
Right.
Right. Went down to Kingsland Hardware. They hooked me up.
Southeast side of Grand Rapids.
Yeah, yep. Right on 28th Street. And beautiful little grill, $159 I think it was. And then I got the cover, and I bought him a bunch of tools. You know, by the time the thing was done, there was probably $250 or so there.
Right.
And that was just a birthday present, but he loves
it. Could double his Christmas.
It's a wonderful, wonderful gift.
Now, that Weber's a charcoal grill.
Yes,
right?
Kettle.
And it's a kettle charcoal grill, and this is the one you've seen since you've been knee-high to a grasshopper, the original.
It should be everybody's first grill.
Right.
Learn to cook on charcoal. Get yourself some, and then don't buy the briquettes. Just go right to lump charcoal. Learn how to cook with the good stuff, and the kettle can do everything. You can smoke a brisket on a kettle, okay?
Right.
You really can.
Yep, and these kettles are such a universal tool. The one tip that I would have, though, is don't, if you are using briquettes, some people don't like lump, they're afraid of it or whatever, and we can cure that illness that you have, because lump is the best, and it creates very little ash. But if you are using briquettes, and after the third or fourth cook, you get a lump of junk in the bottom of your grill.
It's called clay.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's dirt that's part of the briquette. That's what holds it together. But my point is that stuff will rust out the bottom of that grill.
Yes.
If you leave it in
there. It holds
there,
water.
Because it holds water. That's
and
exactly
it's acidic.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
So you need
Good
to
point.
Get that stuff out
Constantly
of there.
Constantly clean it.
Right. Lump charcoal, not the case. You're using hardwood. There's no dirt in it at all.
But that's still ash. It's you still want to get it out of there. It's
right.
Always a great idea. That's a really good point.
Tip there, don't use the shop vac within a couple days of when you're going to clean it out. And the reason
right.
is, you start drawing air over the top of that, it could reignite, and now you got a fire inside your shop vac, which isn't good.
Because it's
that's
in
not
your
from
garage.
Experience, but I'm just telling you that you might not want to do that.
I have two friends that have done that.
maybe
okay.
three if you're not counting me.
Okay, the next thing for a mid-range for, I think, $159 is a Thermopen Smoke. This is their newest edition. And it you can buy it online. You go to the Grilling Guys website, thegrillingguys.com. Great resource, our website. Look on the sidebar on the right and go down till you see the Thermopen logo. Click on it, and it'll take you right to their website where you can get hooked up with any deals that we're offering through them right now. And that smoke is a wonderful unit. It's got a receiver and a transmitter and two probes. You put one probe in your grill, one in the protein that you're smoking, and You put the receiver in the house. You set their high and low limits on it. So let's say if your temperature in your smoke chamber goes below 125, it'll beep. If it goes over 300, it'll beep, such as that. And then you do the same one for the meat so that when it gets to 150 or 155, wherever you're going to wrap it, it'll alarm you. And then you put the receiver in the house, and all of a sudden you'll hear a dee, 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 and bang, you got to wake up, go wrap your meat.
That's
or
right.
Or you got to put some charcoal on because your low alarm went off.
Don't confuse that alarm with a reason to go get another beer, because that's a completely different reason. You want to go out and check the grill if it's beeping. But in this weather especially, that's a great tool because you can set inside and look at the grill doing the work on the outside. You don't have to be standing out there messing with it. But it's for a smoker. It's not for a grill.
It's called a ThermoPen Smoke.
Right.
And no, I wouldn't say that. It's actually for a grill too. I mean, it works wonderful on a grill in my opinion, because sometimes your grill doesn't have a thermometer on it. And so this will tell you what temperature you're cooking at from in the house. And you're absolutely right. This time of year, it's perfect. You don't have to go outside to check on that doggone temperature. And you're not lifting your lid to check your temperature of your meat. So you can sit inside nice and cozy with a nice warm cup of hot cocoa and just watch your football game or whatever and keep an eye on your temps. And, man, you're a pro. Yep. So that's a great gift. Next one, the Muck Arctic Boots. I just got a pair from Allen Bob's.
I've had them for years. They're wonderful. Yeah,
I'm taking them up to Whipple Lake, and my feet, for the first time, will be warm in the snow.
These are a knee-high rubber boot that you can walk in slush, water, but they're extra insulated.
Yep.
It's called their Arctic version. Yep. They're like a couple hundred bucks.
And you go to Allen Bob's. I think they're $129 now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Wow,
and they used to be $200.
Right, when I bought them.
Allen
sure.
Bob's has them for $129. So that's what I paid.
Right.
And that's what was on the box. And size 13, fits perfect.
Skis.
Beautiful.
Double as skis if you're barbecue Bob, size 13.
And that's Muck. That's the real Muck.
Now, I'm going to take a little sidebar on that one. Is my favorite boot that I own is a $99 version of that, and it's ankle high. It's only like a 5-inch tall boot.
Kind of a chukka.
Yeah, but the same slip on though. No laces. Slip on, but
chukka mukka.
It's just easy to slip your foot in. If you're walking from inside out to check the grill, you pop these things on your feet. If you're walking in a little bit of snow, pant legs cover the top of them. They're awesome.
Chukka mukka, like cuts from Kokani.
Right. All of that.
Just all
sharp knives.
Great stuff
here.
Yeah,
all of those things.
Okay, now here's one of my favorite gifts for $159. Average, 150 to 160, you can get a case of Fen Valley wine. Because when you go over to Fen Valley, if you get a case, you get 15% off every bottle.
Right.
So the average case price is about 150 to 170 bucks. Now, there's a nice mid-range price gift that you can get for somebody that they will absolutely love and cherish.
And they'll let you mix and match those. You don't have to buy 12 bottles of the same thing. Obviously, each bottle's got its own price, but once you get to the case,
you get
the 15% off. And Fen Valley, if you've not been down there, one, it's just a great holiday trip because the winery and the tasting room are always decorated so beautifully. But the other side of that is that you're going to bring some great wine home for when all the family and friends are over for these holiday parties that everybody's going to have. And that, again, it's another made-in-Michigan product.
Neither of my daughters have been there, so next week I'm taking them both down with the wife, and we're going to take them down and show them Fen Valley.
Yeah, easy, right down 196. I think it's exit 34.
Douglas exit.
Yep, and you get off there and head right into toward Fenville, and you'll see the signs. Fen Valley Winery. Great, great gift for those that – that's kind of one that, for somebody that has everything kind of thing, I think. Because
you can never have too much wine.
Exactly.
Especially if it's really good.
Right.
And now, like, since Emily and the twins are home for a couple weeks, we're going through a little more wine, so I'm kind of bugging them about hitting my stash. So she actually went to the store and bought some. this is a new thing. Yeah. So she comes back with a couple bottles she picked up from a local store. And they were like $15, and we opened hers after drinking some of my Pinot Noir from 2012,
right.
My stash.
Right.
And we took one taste of that Noir, and after drinking the Fen Valley Pinot Noir, we instantly decided that it is far superior. So it's a Michigan red that blew away a California red that we paid $15 a bottle for
sure.
On sale.
Right.
So it wasn't a cheap wine.
Right.
So there's a testament to
it. Is Fen Valley good stuff? Christmas gifts that'll hit you in the big time. We're going all out. We're going to blow a budget. If you've got a little extra money for the griller in your world, we're going to talk about what you should get them. Stick with us. We'll be back.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoe.